Task 1. Joanna is meeting with her colleague Gary and supervisor Mrs. Law about the activities and plans for modern explorers. Listen to the conversation and write the information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Gary and Joanna, have you seen the 6 finalists' photos?
Oh, yes. They're all amazing.
Yes, there's really nothing more stunning than the beauty of nature. So, Mrs. Law, I suppose you've got the final voting results.
Yes, the results are very close to what I predicted.
We've got 3 different awards, right?
Yes, they are the People's Choice Award, Modern Explorer's Choice Award, and Sponsor's Choice Award.
Let me guess. I think the winner of the People's Choice Award goes to the seaside view. What a beautiful view of 2 half-rounded beaches next to each other.
Well, that photo only got the 2nd most votes in the People's Choice category. The winning photo is the one showing an oasis. I think the title of the photo was also a reason why it won.
Yes, I think so. The photo is titled Hope.
That's right. An oasis symbolises hope. The winner will get a pair of smart glasses.
Smartphone or smart glasses?
The latter.
Mrs. Law, which photo wins the Modern Explorer's Choice Award?
The seabird. The one that shows a big seabird grabbing a fish. I really like this photo. It really shows the basic need of all life forms, food. And the lucky photographer will get $10,000 cash and a 5-gram gold bar.
Wow, that's a big prize. $10,000 and a gold bar.
Yes, a 5-gram gold bar.
Mrs. Law, which photo wins the Sponsor's Choice Award? By the way, I've heard that the prize for this award is an action camcorder.
Yes, that's right, the latest model of an action camcorder. Now, Joanna, do you want to make a guess which one wins the prize before I tell you the result?
OK, I think the winner is the one showing a pod of killer whales. It's really rare to get a photo like this. These black and white creatures are not often sighted. Also, they rarely stay motionless.
Well, no. They didn't win, even though they are the top predators.
Oh, the starry sky?
Neither.
Don't tell me it's the seaside view.
Yes, you've got it, Gary.
Oh, but it looks so common.
Hang on. Oh, I've read it wrong. I made a mistake. Joanna, your first guess was correct.
Hooray, the top predators won.
Okay, calm down. Now, let's move on to the next item on the agenda. It's about our plans. We are going to promote a special holiday package. Remember last summer we had a museum visit activity for visitors travelling to Beijing? It was a big hit, so this year we're having a similar activity, but this time it is in London.
Visiting the British Museum?
No. It's the London Film Museum. There is a special exhibition on.
Ah, I know, Mrs. Law. The special exhibition in the London Film Museum is called Bond in Motion.
That's right.
Sorry, Bond in Motion. What does that mean?
Joanna, Bond, as in James Bond. You see, one of the iconic things in all Bond films is the vehicles he used. Like cars, boats, and even helicopters. That's why the name of the exhibition is Bond in Motion.
I see.
Very good, Gary. It looks like you know a lot about the exhibition.
Well, Mrs. Law, my parents are James Bond fans. Actually, they told me about the exhibition, and they are planning to go to London to see it.
Then this special holiday package is great for your family. The whole package for four people only costs 700 Hong Kong dollars. And the price includes a 90-minute explanation by a local guide.
Wow! The $700 includes admission tickets and a 90-minute explanation by a local guide.
That's right.
I must tell my mum and dad about it.
Very good. Right, we'll move on to a new feature to add to our website. This new feature aims to introduce some interesting and fun festivals around the world. We hope to increase people's interest in history and therefore cultural understanding.
Sounds fun.
I'm sure our whole team will find it fun in researching them. Okay, the first three festivals we will feature are the Water Festival in Thailand.
Oh, I've been to the Water Festival once. I know that the festival is part of a celebration for Thailand's New Year.
Yes, that's right. The second festival we've chosen is in India.
India? India is known for its many festivals. So, what Indian festival are we going to feature?
The Festival of Colours.
Festival of Colours.
Yes, this festival is to celebrate the end of winter and the victory of good over evil.
Ah, celebrating the end of winter. I believe almost every culture has a festival to mark the end of winter.
Yes, you're right. I find this Indian festival more interesting because it also symbolizes the victory of good over evil.
Well, I really like the name of the festival.
The last festival is a rather modern one. It's called Burning Man.
Ah, Burning Man. I know it's in the USA. I always thought, what a funny name, Burning Man.
Well, it's because at the end of the festival there is the ritual of burning a large wooden statue.
So the word man is singular.
That's right. The festival celebrates art and creativity. People gather in a desert in the USA to showcase their art and creativity.
You know, one of my plans is that one day I could attend Burning Man with my good friends.
Good for you. I think you will enjoy it. That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.